Chapter 3. The Civilian-Veteran Divide. For many veterans, one of the most jarring realizations after leaving the military is how different they feel from civilians. While their friends and family may celebrate their homecoming, expecting them to blend seamlessly into civilian life, veterans often experience an overwhelming sense of disconnect. The world they once knew no longer feels like home, and the people around them seem foreign, their concerns trivial, their behaviors undisciplined. This deep divide between veterans and civilians is not just about experience. It's about worldview, discipline, communication, and expectations. Veterans do not just struggle with reintegration because of their military experiences, but also because of how civilian life operates in stark contrast to the world they came from. Why veterans feel they have nothing in common with civilians. The military fundamentally transforms a person. From the moment a recruit enters basic training, they are conditioned to think, act, and react differently than civilians. They develop a mission-first mentality, where teamwork, discipline, and efficiency are paramount. In contrast, civilians operate in a much more individualistic and loosely structured environment. This difference creates an immediate sense of alienation when veterans return home. They feel as though they have changed in ways civilians cannot understand, and they struggle to relate to people whose lives have been shaped by comfort, routine, and personal ambition rather than duty, sacrifice, and survival. Veterans often express frustration that civilians cannot grasp the depth of their experiences. They find it difficult to share stories or emotions because civilians have no frame of reference for military life. They fear being misunderstood or judged. They don't want to burden others with their experiences. They worry that their honesty will make people uncomfortable. Because of these struggles, many veterans stop trying to connect altogether, choosing instead to withdraw, reinforcing their sense of isolation. Frustrations with civilian conversations. Why they seem trivial or meaningless. One of the most common complaints from veterans is that civilian conversations feel shallow and unimportant. After years of intense, high-stakes decision-making in the military, sitting around discussing pop culture, sports, or minor inconveniences can feel excruciatingly frustrating. The difference in perspective. A veteran who has spent months in a combat zone, witnessing life-and-death situations, will struggle to engage in a discussion about the latest celebrity gossip or a long debate about a restaurant's poor service. A veteran who has operated in high-pressure environments will not understand why a civilian is stressed over a delayed Amazon package or a bad day at work. A veteran accustomed to clear, direct communication may find civilian small talk exhausting and pointless. Avoiding conversations altogether. Since these conversations feel meaningless, veterans often choose to avoid them entirely. They stop going to social gatherings, ignore phone calls, and limit their interactions with people who do not understand them. Even when civilians try to ask about a veteran's experiences, the conversation can feel forced or uncomfortable. "Did you ever kill anyone?" A question many veterans find intrusive and offensive. What was it like? Too broad to answer in a way that feels genuine. Are you okay? Well-meaning, but often loaded with assumptions. Because these interactions are frustrating, many veterans choose silence over discomfort, further isolating themselves from civilian relationships. Perception of civilians as soft or undisciplined. Another significant reason for the civilian-veteran divide is the perception that civilians lack discipline, resilience, and a strong work ethic. Military life demands mental and physical toughness, and veterans are trained to push through pain, exhaustion, and adversity. When they return to civilian life, they are often shocked by how easily people complain about things that, in the military, would have been considered minor inconveniences at best. examples of soft civilian behavior that frustrate veterans. Excessive complaining. Civilians frequently vent about things veterans see as trivial, such as traffic, slow internet, or a rude cashier. Lack of responsibility. Veterans are trained to take ownership of every task, while many civilians blame others for mistakes. Poor time management. Military life operates on a strict schedule, while civilians often show up late or cancel plans last minute. Emotional overreaction. Veterans are conditioned to control their emotions under stress, while civilians may become overwhelmed by everyday challenges. Because of these differences, veterans often see civilians as weak, unmotivated, or entitled, making it difficult to respect or relate to them. The struggle of working with civilians: lack of discipline, follow-through, and work ethic. The civilian workplace is one of the most challenging environments for veterans to adjust to. The military operates with strict discipline and accountability, while civilian jobs often feel disorganized, inefficient, and frustrating. Why veterans struggle in civilian work environments. One of the biggest challenges veterans face when transitioning to civilian jobs is the lack of clear leadership. In the military, the chain of command is well defined, and orders are followed without question. This structured environment ensures that everyone knows their role and responsibilities. In contrast, civilian workplaces often have weak or inconsistent leadership, leaving veterans frustrated by the lack of direction and accountability. Another major issue is the tolerance of incompetence. In the military, service members are held accountable for their performance, and those who fail to meet expectations face consequences. However, in many civilian jobs, employees who are lazy or unqualified often keep their positions despite repeated failures. This lack of accountability can be difficult for veterans to accept, as they are accustomed to an environment where efficiency and reliability are essential. Veterans also struggle with the slow pace of decision-making in civilian workplaces. Military operations require quick, strategic decisions that can mean the difference between success and failure. In contrast, civilian jobs are often bogged down with bureaucracy, endless meetings, and inefficient planning. Veterans who are used to decisive action may find it frustrating to work in environments where progress is slow and unnecessarily complicated. Finally, minimal teamwork in civilian jobs can make it difficult for veterans to feel a sense of belonging. The military thrives on camaraderie, unit cohesion, and working together toward a common goal. In contrast, many civilian workplaces prioritize individual achievements over teamwork. This shift can leave veterans feeling isolated, as they are used to relying on their colleagues for support and collaboration. Adjusting to these differences in workplace culture can be challenging for veterans, but with proper support and understanding from employers, the transition can become smoother and more successful. These frustrations often lead veterans to quit their jobs or avoid civilian workplaces entirely. Some choose to become self-employed, while others bounce from job to job, searching for a work environment that meets their expectations. How military structure shapes thought patterns, and why civilian workplaces feel inefficient. The military's structured environment creates a mindset that is difficult to unlearn after service. Every aspect of military life is designed for maximum efficiency, accountability, and effectiveness. Military versus civilian thought patterns. Military thought pattern versus civilian workplace reality. Military thought pattern: clear leadership and hierarchy. Orders are followed immediately. Deadlines are strict and non-negotiable. Team success is more important than individual ego. Work is done with urgency and precision. Civilian workplace reality: unclear authority, frequent miscommunication. Employees debate, delay, and question everything. Deadlines are often extended or ignored. Many employees focus on personal achievement. tasks are often completed inefficiently or with little attention to detail. Because of this fundamental difference, veterans often struggle to adapt to workplaces where employees are not held to the same high standards. This can lead to frustration, resentment, and eventual withdrawal from the workforce. Bridging the civilian-veteran divide. While the differences between veterans and civilians are significant, understanding them is the first step toward bridging the gap. Civilians can help by listening without judgment. Instead of forcing veterans to engage in small talk, civilians can show genuine curiosity about their experiences in a way that feels comfortable. Respecting their discipline and values. Recognizing that veterans bring a unique work ethic and leadership style that can benefit teams. Offering opportunities for structure and purpose. Encouraging veterans to engage in mentorship, leadership roles, or veteran-focused work environments. For veterans, the challenge is learning to accept civilian differences without resentment. While it may feel frustrating, recognizing that civilians have not been through the same experiences and cannot be expected to think the same way is key to reintegration. The civilian-veteran divide may be wide, but with patience, understanding, and effort, it can be bridged. The next chapters will explore the deeper causes of this divide and the steps veterans can take to reclaim a sense of purpose and connection in the civilian world.